Hello.
I am Elias.
I'm Allison.
Melissa.
My name is Michael.
My name is Matthew Winnie Harrington.
With Rachel, Lori,
and Chris.
You are listening to WGXE of Campo Hudson Music Group talking to you guys about our Shepherd's play performing at the church on December 20th at 7 o'clock and December 21st at the church at 4 o'clock p.m.
Thank you, Matthew. Yeah, at the Presbyterian Church at 4th and Warren here at WGXC, which is also in the same church that the play will be performed. We have some of the cast members as well as other people that have been in the play in years past. So we wanted to talk a little bit about this Christmas play that Camp Hill Hudson puts on pretty much every year.
Okay, so let me first ask Chris.
Go ahead.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Shepherd's play?
About the Shepherds? Giving gifts to Mary and Joseph. And it is about Jesus when he was born. Mm. And giving presents to baby Jesus.
I see.
And Christ is born.
And why is it called the Shepherd's Play? Why the Shepherds?
Because the shepherds come with presents and the baby Jesus to give them to give gifts to the baby Jesus when he was born.
Okay, so it's the shepherds that come give baby Jesus the presents, and that's the story of them coming to see that baby Jesus and giving him presents?
Presents and gifts what he needs when he's baby Jesus.
Oh, so I see. So give him the things that he'll need to survive in that cold winter in which he was born.
Yes.
Mm. Thank you. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, Lori, you've probably seen the Shepherd's Play tens of times over the years.
Yeah, I have.
At Camp Hill Hudson and other Camp Hills. Do you enjoy the Shepherd's Play?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? So, Rachel, you are going to be in this year's Shepherd's Play. Is that right?
Yep. This is my third time being in the Shepherd's Play.
Very nice.
And also being the Angel Gabriel.
Mm. And what does the... Can you tell us what the part of the Angel Gabriel is in the play?
I can quote it, like what I say.
Okay, that'd be great, yeah. Why don't you give us a little taste?
Well, the little taste is, in right good faith, I entered this place. God give you good evening with his grace. A right good evening and the best of cheers. The Lord of heaven grant each one here. Most reverent worship, both master and dame, of service to you, pretty maiden, the same. Pray of your courtesy this day for one brief hour to mark our play. We bring you here no faithless tales, nor things one gossip over their ale, which for your worship were all in fit, for all is taken from holy writ, namely in Christ's birth, who for our help was born on earth. So silent, gentle all, we pray, and grant your heart to hear our play.
That's a good one.
Thank you very much.
I remember all that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And that is my taste of the angel.
Well, thank you.
And I think that is my favorite part of it.
Is doing that? Is reading those lines?
Yes.
Nice.
And I know I at the beginning is like my cup of tea because that's my favorite part of the angel.
Mm.
But that's my brief taste. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
But that's a good job. I have to practice more.
So on the one hand, everybody knows this story, and yet this telling of the story dates back to a tiny Austrian village from at least about 400 or 500 years ago. So it's a very unique telling of this story. And do you guys want to say anything else about this play? What does it mean to you, maybe? What does this play mean to you guys, especially you guys that have done it for many, many years, yeah?
It is about the birth of the child, and later they had to escape from the wicked king Herod to go to Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Right, that does get into a different play a little bit, but you're right. Mary and Joseph are seeking a safe haven so that the baby can be born because they are wanted and Herod does want to kill all of the young children in the area. Yeah, Matthew?
This is my third year to before Shepherd's play. It's really nice to be on stage with Shepherd's play of Kimber Hudson.
Matthew, do you want to say what role you play?
I am playing third innkeeper. Very nice innkeeper.
You play the good innkeeper, as it's known. Yeah.
Good woman, why does so veil, does courage and hope upon you fail? Our house is full, grief us sore, that we cannot open to you our door. But if you lie, the night are stable, to give this comfort, I hardly able.
Thank you, Matthew. Allison, do you want to say anything about this play, what it means to you, or something else about the play itself, the story?
I remember when I was in the play last year, and I was one of the shepherds,
Mm-hmm. You were the role that Elias is playing this time around.
He did. I remember, yeah. You know, he's playing the part of me, yes.
So, Rachel, you are going to be in this year's Shepherd's Play, is that right?
Yep, this is my third time being in the Shepherd's Play.
Very nice.
And also being the angel Gabriel.
And what does can you tell us what the part of the angel Gabriel is in the play?
In what way?
Well, what does the angel Gabriel do or say in the play?
I can quote it, like what I say.
Okay, that'd be great, yeah. Why don't you give us a little taste?
Well, the little taste is, in right good faith, I entered this place. God give you good evening with his grace. A right good evening and the best of cheers. The Lord of heaven grant each one here. Most reverent worship, both master and dame, of service to you, pretty maidens, the same. Pray of your courtesy this day for one brief hour to mark our play. We bring you here no faithless tales, nor things one gossip over their ale, which for your worship were all in fit, for all is taken from holy writ, namely in Christ's birth, who for our help was born on earth. So silent, gentle all, we pray, and great your heart to hear our play.
That's a good one.
Thank you very much.
I remember all that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do, and that is my taste of the angel.
Well, thank you.
And I think that is my favorite part of it.
Is doing that? Is reading those lines?
Yes.
Nice.
And I know, I at the beginning is like my cup of tea because that's my favorite part of the angel.
Mm.
That's my brief taste. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah,
but
that's a good
I
job.
Have to practice more.
And that's great because that actually that part, that little speech that Gabriel does, it tells us all about the play, right? Because it's kind of introducing it. So that was a perfect.
I'm like introducing the play of.
So that's a perfect way to.
To start the play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, it's a perfect quote for this show.
Correct.
I will say that I don't remember what year it was that we performed this play, but somebody relayed that it really felt like the real meaning of Christmas came out or comes out in this play. So as far as the performance dates themselves, as Matthew said, if you're listening and maybe you can't make it to the Presbyterian Church, WGXC is going to simulcast the play, the Saturday performance, and that will be live, a live simulcast on Saturday, December 21st at 4 p.m. So you can tune into your radio, 90.7 FM, or online, and that will be simulcast live. I believe also it's going to be rebroadcast either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but we'll know more later. When that date gets closer. Okay, so let's sign off and let's finish with a line from the play, right? And we wish you from God the Almighty a right good night. Good night.
Happy holidays.
From Lori,
Kai,
Rachel,
and Kelly, and the whole Campbell Hudson Media Group.